The COVID-19 pandemic left the country without its sports teams. Fans have been watching highlights from past seasons on their couches instead of games from the stands. Dr. Amy Bass is a sports studies professor at Manhattanville College in Purchase, New York. She says certain areas of sports will take bigger hits than others.
I think that the spotlight is sort of being overtaken by the professional sports and the elite sports, which is leaving really important aspects of sport out. First of all, it's enormously sidelining women's sports, which I think are going to take a beating in all of this as priorities are made, both financial and in terms of fans. I think that the behaviors that we see when we're not in a global pandemic are just going to be magnified in terms of women's sports. So, you know, globally, the lack of funding, the lack of support, the lack of spotlight on women's sports is just going to be exacerbated. I mean, we're already seeing, for example, in Massachusetts, the defunding of education, what are the first things to go? Oh, well, let's get rid of art and music. And I think that within a sports context, women's sports are sort of the art and music quite often, that they're considered more easily expendable. We've had this ongoing spotlight on equity that the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team has been pushing. And regardless of how you understand the legalities of their case, the ethics of their case, they have imparted an enormous amount of knowledge on just how inequity works. You know, whether it's the surface that a team is playing on, turf versus grass, or the paycheck that they're taking home. So I think during COVID-19, we're seeing some of that play out already, right? In an America that was desperate to watch something, you had an NFL draft that wasn't just televised, it was produced. It was overproduced. It was overwritten. It was a show, right? And then you look at the WNBA draft, which the ratings for the NFL draft went through the roof because people just desperately wanted that sports connection, and the WNBA draft, not so much. You look at the focus on the documentary The Last Dance, moving that up so people had things to watch, and, you know, Michael Jordan, that kind of star power. Those things just aren't being done on the women's side. So I think that those are, you know, losses that are to be expected in terms of clout and spotlight. But then you look at something like Tokyo 2020 being postponed, and, you know, I'm on the skeptical side about Tokyo 2021 taking place. Amateur sports, Olympic sports, are one of the biggest stages for female athletes. And to lose that is just losing, again, that part of the spotlight that women are able to capture. U.S. women are so enormously successful in the Olympics. There's more of them there. They have a higher success rate of medals, if medals are why you're in it. So again, those global stages, as well as, you know, these burgeoning professional stages like the WNBA. And then you look at the youth level. I mean, we're already seeing the sort of development team programs cutting the girls' side. We're seeing, you know, junior leagues, same kind of thing. Who gets the money and who gets the support? This is nothing new. We're just, again, seeing it magnified.
Dr. Amy Bass is a professor of sports studies at Manhattanville College and an author. Her most recent book came out in 2018, One Goal, A Coach, A Team, and the Game That Brought a Divided Town Together. You can hear her interview with WAMC's Alan Shar talk about that book at WAMC.org. She's also an Emmy Award winner for her work with NBC TV at the London Olympics in 2012. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.